Greeting fans near and far, welcome to Worldwide Milan.
Cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Mon village, aux clochers, aux maisons sages, où les enfants de mon âge en partageaient mon bonheur. Oui, je t'aime et je te donne ce poème. Oui, je t'aime dans la joie ou la douleur. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MWP channel. I'm Fabio, and today we have a special edition of Milanismo Worldwide, and I'm joined by our special guest, Leonard of Milan Club Paris. Leonard, how are you, brother? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I'm just fine, and really pleased to be here.
Oh, I see you have somebody with you. Who was that? What's that?
Yeah,
that's feline's name.
Yeah, one of my two cats. This one is Phantom.
Okay, Phantom, I like it.
The shy one is Michaelis.
Michaelis, okay. No Maldini Barese or anything like that, right?
I didn't name them.
fair enough. All right, so guys, let's just give Leonard a chance to introduce himself. Leonard, kind of describe who you are with the club, what you do, your position there.
So I'm currently the vice president of Milan Club Paris, and what I mostly care about is the organization of where do we go, how many are we, and making the reservations. That's most of what I do currently.
Oh, awesome! Well, so you're vice president there. I like it. So let's share your story a little bit. I'm going to call you Leo because I feel like we know each other a long time. And this Milan, we're all a Milan family. So tell us, how did you become a Milan fan? When did it happen? Was there a particular game, particular season that you became hooked?
It began just with a silly idea from my father.
Oh, okay.
He checked the winners of the big championships in Europe to check who won the year of his birth.
Yeah.
And the year of my birth.
Oh, okay.
And so in Italy it was Milan for me. In France it was Marseille. In England it was Leeds United, and this and this and this. And that's it. At first, it's just that. But I went further. I looked on internet to see if I could find which championship was the hardest the year of my birth.
Ah, okay. So you wanted to find out what was the most difficult of all the championships, because you wanted to know who was the best. What is the year that you were born, if we might know?
92.
All right. Yeah. All right. Good. Okay.
And I found such classification, and it said that Serie A was the best of the best in 92, and AC Milan won in 92. So I was like, okay, now that's my club.
Oh, so luck of the chance, just the year you were born, that's great. Now, do you have any current favorites and past favorites? Obviously, you know, hopefully you haven't started watching in the last 10 years because it's been a little rough. We finally got ourselves on track with a Scudetto, but who's your favorite in the past and who's your favorite currently?
Nothing original, Maldini in the past. It's just so iconic.
Capitano, of course.
And hey. Currently, Tonali.
Tonali, okay. Everybody loves Tonali. He's kind of our golden boy, especially being a Milanista so young. You just gravitate towards him. I love Sandro. That's a good pick. Did you buy a Sandro jersey yet?
No, probably this year.
Okay. I did as well. I did this year and I bought Tonali. So I would advise you do the same because it's a great one. Hopefully you'll keep it and love it forever. You know. So, all right. So now that we know your past and your present favorite players, let's talk a little bit about the club, Milan Club Paris. So just kind of talk about how it got started and just the process for organizing the club itself.
Okay. So there are two stories about our club.
Okay.
From my point of view, it started at the end of last season on Facebook for the very last game against Sassuolo. There was a page or a group, I don't remember, who posted something about in the comments, say where you live, get together to watch the game. And so in Paris, there was quite a lot of people, and we got together in a big bar, a big football bar, a big football pub, and we were about 50 there.
Very nice. As a major city in the world, you would expect at least 50, 100. Come on, it's Paris, one of the biggest cities in the world. I love it. See, social media is not all bad, everybody. Every once in a while, something good. And it's the same with me. I found everybody through the internet. So that's beautiful. Who are a couple of the other people that are the president and vice president with you?
Ali is the president.
Shout out to Ali, shout out to him. That's awesome, Presidente. Anybody else who's how many guys would you say? Sorry to cut you off. How many guys would you say is like the core group of people that try to make it happen every week?
About 10 or 12.
Very nice.
To organize everyone and there are a few who don't organize, but they are very often.
Very nice. So shout out to all of them. That's wonderful, man. That's
and
wonderful.
Shout out to Omar, who's in charge of social media. So he's very important for our group because we got together through social media and we're growing through social media. So yeah, he's not alone to handle the social media, but that's his main job. And there are two stories because for me we got together about 50 to watch the game against Sassuolo. This season we watch the games together again, a little bit fewer than 50, but we started to organize each other, go to this pub, then this pub, etc. But we didn't manage to find one place.
So you guys don't have a particular venue yet that is your home for the club?
Now we do.
Now you do. There. Okay. Yeah. What's that place called?
The Thirsty Mad Cat.
Oh, the Thirsty Mad Cat. No pun intended with the cat running around. That's great. All right. So is there like a way that people like pay to be a part of it? Or is it just show up right now and kind of just be involved in the club?
Show up and buy something in the pub.
Yes, of course.
And yeah, that's it for now. Because yeah, we're just
So you guys are
be beginning.
you're beginning. All right. So you're in the infancy stage. It's the first
Yeah.
6 months. What a perfect time to get it together, as the Scudetto happens. You guys are on a high, so it's a great time to get together and be a part of the club. That's great. Do you have members that try to go during the season to the San Siro?
Yeah, a few have been there since the start of the season. Some have been for multiple games already.
Oh, very nice.
So yeah.
Well, how big you think is the Rossoneri community in Paris? Like, do you think you can grow one day to 300, 400 people getting together on a big Scudetto weekend?
I don't really know because spontaneously we got about 50 or more, but we were not organized at all. Now we're starting to get organized, we're starting to grow on social media, so more and more people know that there is a club. We fused with another group that was starting as well. That's why I said there are two stories because some people in the club started in a different group than when I started.
Oh,
So
okay.
if you got someone else to do the podcast, the story would have been different.
I like it. I like it. You know what? That is very interesting. But the thing is that you guys, again, I'm just gonna harp back. Paris is a major city. It
Yeah.
should be just as big as London, New York, Montreal, all these other places that I have a big community right now, and it's just growing. So that's great to see. All right. So, are you planning to go to the San Siro, or have you ever been?
I haven't been yet.
Okay.
I'm tempted to go to watch the game against Tottenham.
You should definitely do it. I would highly advise you to do it. Absolutely.
I have a little brother who's a big fan of Tottenham.
Oh,
So,
okay. So you want to torture your little brother. I
yeah.
love it. I love it. Well, listen, I would just say, being your proximity to Milan, how quick of a flight it could be, or even a train ride if you decided to do it that way, it's a once in a lifetime experience. And as a Milan fan, let's hope that this stadium's only around for a few more years. So go cherish
Yeah.
it and check it out now, because we need a new stadium for sure. All right. So let's also ask. So you're hoping to go at some point this year, maybe even for the Champions League game. That's great. What do you guys plan on with the second half of the season? Do you have any events that you're hoping to try to put together, or anything special on the horizon?
We don't have anything, we don't have a hard plan yet, but we'd like to be officialized by Milan as soon as possible. We are currently gathering the papers, so that could happen in the second part of the season. And after that, we hope to organize a few things. I don't know if it will be for this season or the next one, but we'll definitely try to go to San Siro as a fan club.
Group, yeah. Listen, are any plans on getting a scarf together for your for the club?
We have a few merch planned
I like it.
out.
I like it. Yes.
For now, no scarf plan. Rather a t-shirt and a sweatshirt.
Very cool. Yeah, it's about to get cold, so it's a good thing
Yeah.
to get some sweatshirts, right? That's great. That's great. All right. So let's talk about what everybody's talking about right now, right? Because we got somebody who's from one of the biggest nations in the World Cup going right now, and we have some amazing players that are French. So it's really been a French revolution, if you could say. Of course, Giroud, Deo, Magic Mike, Mignon, and Kalulu. Pierre Kalulu is fantastic. So who are these four? Do they are your favorites, or give you like some national pride that they're French?
Not a big national pride guy, so but still it counts at least a little bit because you get to you get interviews in your own language, so it's easier if even if I'm fluent in English, it's easier to watch an interview in my native tongue.
Of course, yeah.
And a lot of people around me only follow the games of the French national team, so they only know they mostly know the French players. So it's very nice to share the joy of seeing Giroud score two goals against Australia, or stuff like that. Theo making key passes. So yeah, that's that. Even though I'm not a big national preference guy, it still counts. It still counts.
Yeah, I would say it's nice because when it's t players from your own team, it's like now everybody else in the country who maybe doesn't follow Milan or doesn't follow football that much, they know Giroud, they know Theo Hernandez, you know, and one day they're gonna know Pierre Kalulu, and when Mike Maignan gets back and healthy, he's gonna be the goalkeeper next year.
My grandfather hates Giroud.
Does he really? Oh man, Giroud's great though. I love Giroud.
Yeah, I keep arguing with him, but yeah, no, he's a little stubborn on the subject.
Oh, that's funny. But all right, so let's just go on to the next thing. So this World Cup right now, have you been following and paying attention heavy to France? They're sitting good. They've already qualified for the next round. You know, if Italy was there, would you be supporting Italy instead of France, or it's just you support Milan only?
I sort of support Milan only, but it shows on which national team I support, because I tend to support the team of which we have the most players.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
So
luckily.
Italy, but
Not so much this year. No, I hear that. But let me just ask one more thing. Let's pivot off away from the World Cup. But what are your thoughts of the season of the first half so far for Milan? I mean, sitting in second place, what, 8 points behind Napoli?
it's not as great as the start of last season, but it's not that bad either. Some people have said that it was a bad start, but I disagree. We had a few bad games. That's true. There are some problems that needs to be solved. That's true as well. But if you look at the points, still a good, decent start of of season.
Yeah, it's more speaks about how good Napoli's done. But
Yeah.
well, all right. So let's kind of if you had a chance to talk to Milan themselves about trying to get some sort of visibility for the club in Paris, what would you tell them? What would be something you would want them to know about the city?
Can you just rephrase that? Sorry, I
All
was
right. So
distracted.
what would if you were talking to Milan and you wanted to grow your club further, what would you tell them to help them? Now, that's the one thing is that a lot of the clubs around the world feel like Milan doesn't do enough to help grow the clubs outside of Italy, because obviously it's a big market. Every European major city, every North American major city, tons of people in Asia, Australia, Africa, they love Milan. They watch and support from afar. So what would you tell them to help grow in Paris?
So I think they can do two things at once. Create a big event with the French players that are in
Absolutely.
AC Milan or historical from the past French players like Desailly, Papin, for instance. But and talk about it on social media, referring to our club, because we are big on social media, so that's one of our main tool to get bigger, to grow.
Yes, definitely.
So if they would create an event in Paris,
the way they did in London and New York. Exactly. Yeah. I get like something press, like that, right?
Yeah. And talk about it on social media and invite us and link our social medias on the event. That would be huge.
Absolutely. Well, listen, they've been doing it. It's still fairly new, I think, in their process of reaching out and being at other clubs and coordinating with the clubs of the other cities to do a big event, bringing the trophy, bringing a Champions League trophy, bringing a player, which I know you would love that if they brought some great player there, even if it's not necessarily a French player, but some player to draw more attention. I'm sure an event at their Puma store and everything else in Paris would be great, but I hear what you're saying. Exactly. Yeah, again, it's still fairly new. They've only done it in New York. As a New Yorker, I would say, like, we are probably, if not the biggest spot in America, but sometimes, you know, we'd be top three in the world, and they just decided now in 2021 to start doing this. So hopefully pretty soon Paris keeps building their base. You guys have a venue now. Got to get you guys a scarf. So you guys, your merch is coming out. So that's wonderful. I'm happy. So, you know, is there, you know, anyone listening or hoping that you want to say hello to from the club or anybody else? Give your shout outs right now, you know?
I want to give a shout out to everyone. There's I already mentioned Ali and Omar. There's Mark. There's Blix. There are some people that I knew from a former group before in an Italian pub, the Bamborina Cafe, that closed up. And there was Julien, there was JP, and there was Lorenzo, and I can't name everyone.
Well, listen, tell us one more time. What's the venue that you guys are going to be at? And are you going to be there the first week or so in January?
Yeah, the Thirsty Mad Cat is the place we go for practically every game. Since we discovered it, every game.
Okay. Do you know the location, like the address, or
It's near the train station Gare de l'Est. Mm-hmm. Gare de l'Est, Gare du Nord, Gare de l'Est. No, that was a former place. Sorry. No, it's near the subway station Sentier.
Okay. All right. One more time. What's the name of the place?
Thirsty Mad Cat.
The Thirsty Mad Cat. All right. So, Leo, thank you so much for joining me here. Milan Club Paris, if you're in the area, if you're visiting Paris or you live near Paris and you want to see it, reach out to Milan Club Paris. You guys are on Twitter, right?
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and for now, that's it.
Okay. All right. So
maybe in the near future, Twitch. Maybe.
Twitch. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. All right. So all different ways, but reach out definitely on Twitter to Milan Club Paris. Leonard, thank you so much for joining me, man. We really appreciate it. And all the best in the future. And of course, Forza Milan.
Forza Milan.
Bye, guys.